Mishkan, something that obviously the Hanach, the Hadomi, is that we discussed the Mishkan, we discussed the Shlemus. The Vedai, the Lamala, the Saga, the Mishkan is Tachlis, the Shlemus is the world of Tikkun, it's the Hadomi is obviously that we don't even have a minimal understanding of the Mishkan. So, you know, so everything we do, we're doing with it, should help us to that. It shouldn't sound like it, we understand it. We don't understand anything from the Mishkan. But nevertheless, the person has to actually, Yodai Magas is to try and understand in Yonim. In Vedai, Mishkan is all in Yonim of Beisrael, and Mais and Akova, and Beis Shema and Oretz, and it's all in the Mishkan. Krufim, Kol Sekrafayim, the Krufim, the Mais and Akova, it's all Kodesh Kodeshim. Actually, Yodai Yedeinu Aktanu Magas, that's try to see after the Shema, to say, because we need all those three chalokim to the Mishkan, as the Kodesh Kodeshim, we had all on inside, and then there's the Aramite, what do you have in Aramite? The Shulchan of Mizrach, the Torah is in the middle, all you have outside. And there's all these three, Shech, and Yimak, 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 must consider this important, but two of the kingdom of season of the first of the Oran, the Kodesh Kodesh, the stomach, the Kodesh Kodesh, and the most important to people, so the helix to them. So, a lot of interesting things you find about the Oran. Also, Oran, Kmina, Loina, Shaisim, Bilira, Glaim. We said once in the Halacha thing, I think I told you once in the Halacha, we said now different Halacha. Why is it possible to be Madgish? The Oran, Kmina, Bilira, Glaim. Who cares? It's not sure the Osu Oran, it's Rashi, Shaisim, Bilira, Glaim. Like in Argas, what's the dogish over here? The orange stuff gets near as well. And then if you look at the measurements, you see it's all chetzi. Sign of chetzi, okay, I'm all chetzi, but I'm all chetzi. Which you don't find by the other kelim.
Without
any legs.
Orange didn't have legs. Other kelim have legs.
It's in the season. The Noir, Shulchan, Shulchan, and the Noir also had three legs. Orange didn't have any legs. Like a who? But it's not mudgash that didn't have legs. If you have legs, no. Of course not. Why? Because the mizbeach, was full of earth. It's full of teichon of it. It's full of offer. Mizbeach achitzay. So it didn't have legs. But there's no dogish that it's believe of mine. Here Rashi says, menorah kol ponim had a line, the three of them, as we see. Shulchan and Aruch. That's a dog in Shabbat. Oren is Shalalaka. Why is it all Chetzi Shiran? That was a modern Rach. He had Badim. But the boys are in Badim Lo Yasur. I mean, all the other Badim you could take off. The Badim over here you can't take off, right? Asata El Oren, Esa Edis HaShatein Elach. Which Luch is put in the Oren? Two Luchas. One Luch is the whole one and one. Broken Shabbat Luch is supposed to put the building in the Shabbat Luch. Shabbat Luch is reminding the Chetzi Enkel. In the Kodesh Kodesh, you're reminding the Chetzi Enkel. What's going on? I can't go. Collapsed. Elaprusim gvoyim v'mala, kilu it's flying away, right? That's the pshat. That's going on in the order. And then the other one we discussed is the menorah. See some menorah. So after reicha kana b'viyah, time to discuss a bit of it. Now the menorah, it says a lot of chelik of menorah in parshas Baalei. We know, first of all, Oreya Tov. Mangishim Skasha Moshe Bamaisa on the Noirash. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menorah Shel Eish. It wasn't Mishad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn in designing, interior design. It's not Moshe Skasha Bamaisa on the Noirash. Let's say the Oren wasn't Skasha. Partially you could learn, because the Menorah is a Miksha Achaz. But the Miksha Achaz is very difficult. It's difficult by physical difficulties that we can take all around and on courses. What's Mishad of Moshe Bamaisa on the Skasha on the Noirash? Something deeper than the stone. Menorah, it's a father. Menorah, we know the favorite, the favorite, the favorite, the iron, when Yemi took that, sorry, the avoid of the iron, and the Sanim that she took, the Menorah, right? מה שנהנה עם המשמיני. זה בעצם על המילוי נמצא, ארון הכהן, ארון הכהן עובר הפסד, ארון הכהן הפסד. אז ידעים גם רק אני קרבון, אז בעצם עשה בלי איזה מיליאן. אז בלי הקדוש ברוך הוא תלם. שחור גדול משלהם. וואי. שעתו, מדליק ומתי ושמח. מה זה כאילו, איזה נושא נמצא מצל, איזה דרך נמצא, אומרים לי כאילו, דרך נמצא לך איזה, נמצא מצל, איזה כוח, איזה רמב"ם מחסיד, איזה כוח, מה זה everything, איזה beautiful, שצריך לסחס את זה, זה רק החינוך, דרך הנסטר, זה סייפה המצווה, זה דרך הנסטר, זה one of the most gewaltige ספרמיס. It's clear, it's not telling me, it's clarity of mind. It discusses over here a very, very big sugya, which he discusses very, very often over here in the mitzvah. And that is, that's what he discusses in the whole, I'm trying to pick up a few lines from here, but he discusses it in many, especially later in Amonis al-Akus, in Amunah, Amonis al-Akus, he discusses it at greater length. But I call upon him, it's a double yadua that this world is full of al-Akus, right? The Rakus is the aura of the Orient Sof. Now, Shvokha created the world, as well as Pshat. Pshat is that the Orient Sof, right? Start off better. It's from Medrash. Medrash says, Medrash Shama says, that Shvokha created the world, Chayapoyne, Alamos, and Achriyah. It's creating the world and destroying them. You heard of that Medrash? Creating the world and destroying them. What was destroying them? What was he creating and destroying them, right? So the process is gracious, but all it says, Toyo Vavoyo. That's the beginning of Toyo Vavoyo. Toyo Vavoyo is the other Shuiz Akeda. Shuiz Akeda, we have discussed it. What's the chance of Shuiz Akeda? The aura is too strong. And therefore what happens? The world already has to be a Kli to be in the Kamala or Allah. Shuiz Akeda created the world. It's a Kli. The aura, the Ketchila, the aura is Kamiyachu, the aura is my Robin, the Kelim Watan is cool. In other words, the aura is so strong. So the Kli has to be a Kli to be able to recover such oil. The Kli is not a Kli to recover such oil. That's what's called Shvi or Sakeim. And the oil is installing back to its Mokha. Yeah? There's two.
Something happens after that.
It
goes right back to
us. Yeah, the oil is installing back to its Shvi. The world is not a Kli. The world, if the Kli is not a Kli, the oil is installing back to its Shvi. Shvius Akeli means the pshat is that the world therefore doesn't have an elikus. The world doesn't have an elikus in it. So there's no world. I'm saying it's a name called Shvius Akeli. In other words, that the world is static. Something can only survive and exist if it has the elikus. So anyway, he's not there. It's one of the most important studies of Chassidus that in the Kabbalah there's two in one. There's an Aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is Memalei Kol Ha'olam. There's an Aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is Makif. Have you ever come across that? What does it mean, Aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let's take the Seichla, let's take the Aura. It's easy to read the Moshe from Adam. Here it says, Nibsari Echad Lecha. From Adam, do you have a Lekus? Do we have a Lekus in our Seichla? Yeah. Do we have a Lekus in our toes? Yeah, Zariah. Move your toe. Does it mean it's nefesh there? It must be nefesh there. There's no nefesh in the toe. Who?
Nefesh on the coast.
There's nefesh with a dive. Oh, there's different levels of nefesh, right? So the nefesh in the seichel is a higher level nefesh. Not a nefesh in the toe. But is there nefesh in the toe? Is there nefesh anything that you can move? There's nefesh. There's chiyus. Let's not call it nefesh. That makes things difficult. Chiyus. What is chiyus? Chiyus is a key, obviously, right? Because chayim is something that is automatically the key. Why? More in time, it's gimel dvarav l'nitzor and alibi shliach. One of those, that's a mitzvah. Chaya, and then chaya and shorj and agesha. Agesha is chayim. There's chiyus in the toes, yeah. Or a dead man is in the toes, right? Is the same, that's one shot you said, is the same amount of chiyus, the same darg of chiyus in his brain and in his toes, huh? Right? No. The brain has chiyus. Much higher level of chiyus than Rosh Hashanah, the Mishkan of the Moach. But the Chai says, if they eat Hashem, it's Yedor Yedua, the Moach is in the state of the Shemich, we call it Tefillin, it's the Shama of the Moach. Right? It's the Shama of the Moach. The level of the Lekhus in the Moach is greater than the level of the Chiyus and Eki. And the dark of Nefesh in the Toh, clear? Yeah? Does that person see with his eye? Yeah. What's the Kwecheriyah? Also Kwecher Nefesh, right? Why don't you see from your ears? We discussed is the eye of a kli. An eye is mamshach from a nefesh of Kwecheriyah. The person is blind, has a shalom. He has the eye. He has a Kwecheriyah in his nefesh. Of course he's got a Kwecheriyah in his nefesh. Why? Because everything's mechlodos in the nefesh. So he has the Kwecheriyah. He has the eye. What's wrong with the eye? Something wrong with the eye. The eye can't be mamshach the Kwecheriyah from the nefesh. But the eye of a kli to the Kwecheriyah. The eye is under the shmiyah for כוח השמיע. What's the כוח השמיע? כוח השמיע, כוח רוחני. רוחני, it's a nefesh, it's a lekus. Every Eva has its own. If you take the lekus from the toe and put it in the brain, and put the lekus from the brain and put it in the toe, and there's a one's toe, it starts shaking. The toe's not a kli, is it? For such a high lekus. But in the brain, take a minimum amount of lekus and put it in the brain. And made off. Would a man survive if you put an animal brain? Animal have nefesh? Yeah. Animal have nefesh. He only has instincts. Instincts is the minimum amount of neshama, right? Instincts. He knows he has to eat. He knows he has to take that and put it into a man. That wouldn't work. Why? Every single nivra, let's talk about Adam, every single chayak of the Adam has a certain koach ki, which is miyuchos, made to measure, tailor made, which that finger is a certain koach for the small finger, that amount of koach. Same thing, the koach and kol is between hand and neck. Right? There's a koach and nefesh to walk. It's not the same koach and nefesh to move your hands for raya. Can you get a man who can't walk who can move his hands? Can you get a man who moves his hands and can't walk? Yeah. So each tiniest thing has a koach and nefesh. Absolutely clear? Yeah? That's called the Orham Amala. Orham Amala means that a certain Orham Akash Bokhu, which was sown at some time, until it can be Meir Betoich HaKli. Meir Betoich HaKli. Right? Taking the aura from the toe, or in soft from the toe, putting it into the brain, it's Shri Sakela. Taking Fakir, taking the aura from the brain and putting it into the toe, it's Shri Sakela. Right? Same thing is with a Bria, the whole Bria. There's a blade of grass and a liquid in it. Suppose it does Horai, it grows. Wouldn't have chias and it would grow? No, stone also has chias of a key. But it's so minimal that it doesn't, you can't see it, it doesn't move. But Semeach has koach of a key, it die. You need a mona for it? No. Why? Because, he said, right, so the beginning of mona silikus goes through the whole idea of, oh, far, far from mona silikus. I'm telling you, it's just Mitzrayim. And he says over here, what's the, he goes through, he brings this shit and that shit, what's the mona? And he says, Bevadai, then he, and it's shayla all of it. It can't be a munah that there's mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because that you can see there's mitzvahs of Chesed Eloki. Why? Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to. Look at a dead man. Look at a live man. Is the Chesed? Yeah. Look at a dead tree. Look at a tree that's bearing fruit. Is the Chesed in a tree that's bearing fruit of the life? So, grass has a likus. Yeah. An animal has a nefesh. Yeah. What is the higher dialogue of nefesh? An animal or a blade of grass? An animal, right? So, yeah. Every dog has a lekus in it. Every dog has a lekus in it made to measure. What does it mean to be to measure? It's a horrible kushtos, but I'm so in its answer. It was made of a toicha. The toicha clean. Blade of grass is a clean for a lekus. The animal is a clean for a certain lekus. So is the tree, so is the chair, so is the table, so is the light, so is the building, so is the car, so are the tires, and so are the wheels. Right? Everything is a clean. For certain levels of lekus, but billions of levels of lekus. There's an aura which is normal, it means there's an aura that is sown in something that it can be inside the key, and it remains there, doesn't cause a shvia. Then there's another aura which is called aura maki, which is called aura soifa. Aura soifa means that the aura is so strong that a kli is not a kli, it can't be mislodged inside the kli, because a kli can't be a kli for such a high dark of aura. Therefore, it's why it's called maki. Maki means it surrounds. If it would be mere, the toich would go away, that would cause shvia zakim. So that is called Aura Maka. It doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that it's not Meir Bechlal, but it's Meir Behel. Meir Behel. You can get it back all the... You want to look it up on your own. Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. Chanachatashim, which was also Asher Yochus Reigen. That's the first time that we discussed it. It's Mary and Zion. Where he's battled in the Tzius. The Chedi could take it. It was so nitzant from the order of the Islamic inside the Kli. Yeah? It's the Kli, the or in the toe, or in the hand, or in the leg. Or is only coming Malay. Man, Hashem is Malay, it's a book. Every Chedek was a Chedek of Hashem. But the Shvach of Malay is Kalei. Right, Moshe Oyer, Gibre Chiz, HaNefesh Bukuf, has a lot of Madrigas. Ikim Meshkoyinu is in the Rosh of the Nefesh. Achakach, the Leif, Shai, Vahim, Achakach, Meidai, Naglaim. Hanshi Nevishak has done the Sa'aras of Tzibanayim. Right? Even in the nail of the Tzibanayim, Hanshi is on the Tzibanayim. But Lechad Lamat Mechavei, there's a lot of Minus, Rabbah, Hakamas, Gibre, Chiz, HaNefesh. Kachu Bekwal, is a lot of Sa'aras as well. There's Oyer, right? Tzimir, Adaber, all the other ones as well. Then, Another one when it was Seva Kulam. It's not Mislavish, you know what I mean? It's Seva the Makikulam. Seva the Makikulam. Sheikha Chiyas. So it takes you really for all the way in there. How much of Gilo Ernst? Seva in the hell and Gilo Chiyas is Mislavish. Takhis is a disorder which if it would be Mislavish, it would be a Kulam. What's the Takhis of Ria? We should purify the world to make the world into a Kli until even the same Kulam should be able to be established inside the Kli of the Treichel of Nimis, and it shouldn't cause Shvir Sakelem. He goes on, we have no idea, made Shemini Shvir Sakelem, Shnaf and Tzaitzis. So that's why we should call Sev Kulam and his Meir Behelem. It's Meir Behelem. Yeah? The world is not because of that Shat Horat, it's a Toyo of Loyo of Kishach of Nisar. The Toyo is the Ulam of Shvir Sakelem. It works like him, I thought it's Meir Behelem, right? Yemel Kinyor. What is Rashi saying? Yemel Kinyor. Shabbat Chasod of that or Olam is not worthy of such a work. Olam is not worthy of such a work. What can Shabbat Chasod do to that or? The good comes on the Tzadik. Yeah? That's why I'll kill us. Or if you try it. Rosh Eina Kadai, we're dealing with Tzadik. Shabbat Chasod of that or 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 Shabbat Shabbos is the Gilui of Aragon, as it says, and of the block of the nearest the Yemen Shabbat. Pasuk says, by Baruch HaKibayim HaShemis of the Mer Shabbat, and Pasuk, Baruch HaBener, Eino Yidoni Ma'oi Pano Shalad, of Shabbos, Ma'oi Pano Shalad, what's this by Pano? Says, it's for Semis, it's the Zgala of Aragon. Shabbos is the Bechina of Zgala, Me'in, Me'in, Me'in of Aragon, it's the Bechina of the Aron Shabbat. Our mission was great, the Aron Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Chet, and our world would become a Kli. The way I control, so that was going to be a Chet. Law, Kashmoka, Shaytabikin, Shavashoy, they're going to be Rashoy. Which means they're going to be Chet, if it's Chet, that they destroy the world. Destroy the world means that they make the world more Gashmi, they make the world more Gashmi. So it can't be a Kali for Gilead of such an art. It can't be a Kali for Gilead of the Arvayanakin, the Zarkitoy. Then a guns on the Tzadikim, the Tzadikim, and Chanai, and the Iloyim, and the Chena, you see Tzadik's face shines. So tonight with all the Tzaitis of the Arvayanakin. Tachlis Olam is every mitzvah, every mitzvah that a person does, every mitzvah of mitzvahs is purifying the Bria. It's purifying the Bria. The Shabbos, we have to be Shabbos v'inafash, the Bria has to be Shabbos v'inafash, therefore we can't make our animals work. Hamachamach v'hem to b'Shabbos, it's also Yen Shabbos, why? Like Rambam and Ramban, whether the Din of Shvizos, Behemoth, the Din of Shvizah's Beinim, that if the animal world failed to Shvizah's Beinim once, it didn't Shvizah's Beinim. If it didn't Shvizah's Beinim, Beinim is not Beinim. If it didn't, Beinim has to be Shavis, because the Briah has to be Shavis. The Chinam Briah, the Tikhon of Briah, that the world should be able to be, that the Hasidim should be able to be mayor into the Ayah, into the king, the world should be a king. The result of the Chetel of the Hashem, what was the Chetel, what was the Ayah Shtal of the Ayah? And Nisa, what is this? Same way as this Orach, which is hidden in the world, there's also a Neshama, what happens in the Kli Zahar Kli, the Shvei Zakein, what the Shvei Zakein, but there is in the stomach. What is the Chet of Adam? Nisa, what does Nisa mean? Shvei Zakein. But the Guf will never be able to be conditioned anymore as the Neshama. And Meila, therefore, the Guf can't continuously contain the Neshama. And Meila is going to have to be a time where the Oath is going to be in the stomach. The Neshama is not the Oath. What was supposed to happen? The Tikkun and Chet of Adam mission means that the world is supposed to be a Kli, means because Adam's Guf was going to be so conditioned that it wouldn't be a chatzitza between a guf and a sham. Wouldn't it be a chatzitza between a guf and a sham? Not being a chatzitza between a guf and a sham means that the guf would be mayor of the Baha'i Sayyid. That means that the guf is a kli for the Baha'i Sayyid. Makbil, parallel, the Bria is a, and the whole Bria would have shined for the Baha'i Sayyid. As a result of the Chet of Adam, that caused Shri Yosef in his darkness.
Yeah? And he didn't die?
Who? He didn't die? Adam Rishon didn't die eventually. He's 930 years old. Not for the Chet of Adam. So that's what you're going to discuss why you didn't have it. It means that we can never get to that Kedusha. We can never get to that Kedusha where the Oroch should have a Kavuot against Yashmas and the Guf. Maybe it has to be a Wain and that's a Kushbokus Kashbainus, but it can never be a Matzah where the Oroch has against Yashmas and the Guf. You know, the Makbil, the Oroch Soyu cannot have against Yashmas and the Briya, and the Kodok Kinosh was Kin, and the Kodok was Tafel. Tachlis is, we just read that, the Oroch Soyu should be able to be made. The Oida of the of Zayin in Abba Yisrael, the Oida of the Oida Salvation in Zayin Bereishis was to make the world into a Kli. Again, that should be Zaycha, that our Hasoida should be able to be Nimshach back into this world, the Goli. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eir and Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Kei Asaka, Shmi Havai and Adafida, Oida of Yikimokhi is our Hasoida. The Kim is the Oida of the Kli. That's gone.
common agamic is gone. Agonis, like, you know, is it can bring about the you can bring about it, the oil should be the worst of the creatures of Shalom. That was the second tire to Misha being an Akkadish Baruch. Misha brings the Koyach to Misha. Koyach of Shalom first. So to make a long story short, when the Kleinshof came to Mamad HaSinai, Mamad HaSinai, Misha was with his Gavis, so he said, what is the Bama Tim saying? The Pasuk of Bayan, Bayan, the Kinsa, the Kitarik, the Yadel, the Kinsa, the Ore, Ben HaKoshef, the Yikor, the Kinsa, the Oyen. So Bama Tim says there are five times the beginning of Rishis, Ore, Kinegen, from Misha, from Misha, from right. In other words, the Kabbalah's Torah, Mamad HaSinai, was like, what's in his Gavis, the Kinsa, the Kinsa, the Kinsa, which were being in Mamad HaSinai, he went after Shemai, he fought with Malachim, he came to the Dad, or it could be a Yerid of Rasa, grabbed the Kabbalah's Torah, and he heard the Kabbalah's Torah talking. He died. Baruch HaMishmosam, what's up Baruch HaMishmosam? Because of Shvi Yisakim, why did it cause Shvi Yisakim? Kabbalah's Torah went to the Dad, went on the dargy for such a gilu rave gilu oil. Beg Moshe Dabba Tan on the Nishma. When was it the Tachlis of Gilu? After Matan Torah. Kli. Noisy says the oil. Mechter Ulay Kimu. How's the member from the Nishma? The Nes. And then the Salah, right? The Zalsi. The Nishma goes like this. In the middle is a square of stone. What is that leaning on? Nothing. Why is that oil? That's the oil of the Kimmel of Shvot. You know the Yishani says it's Shvot? Because it's Yom to bring down the Pekei Ovis. The Luchas is read from all four sides. Whenever you look at the Luchas Benes, you can read the same thing. Normally, you look at something from the front, you don't see it through the back. You see through the back, you don't see it from the side. That's the Bechina. Wherever you look at it, you're facing it. That's the Bechina of Ponim Be'a. Ponim. Who's Eichet to speak to Hashem Shvot? Ponim Be'a Ponim. Mishas says in Zeus Abrocha, Ponim and Ponim, Divash, what's the Shah Ponim and Ponim? What's the battle? So he wasn't in this battle. All the Anavim have to be asleep, why? Otherwise, they have to be Bitla Chushim, otherwise, they'd be nostalgic. Yeah? Shabin was in a dark way, not nostalgic. Shabin was Namshat Lair, so he was not Namshat Lair. All of them were asleep, Bitla Chushim, not just when they were asleep, they were paralyzed. Otherwise, it'd burn them up. The Chizoyim, all the Nevi'im, only Chalut, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to El Chafroch, all the Nevi'im were the Chaloyim. Chaloyim, they had the Nebu, the Chaloyim, the Chizoyim, the vision, and the dream. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't his battle. Kutshbochu, he says in Zvonim, he says, Pasuk in Zvonim, Abai, when Kutshbochu, and Mamat Asina, and Ponim Alponim, Dibar Hashem, and Mochim. Ponim Alponim. The Kleist also like a Ponim Alponim. What's the difference between Moshe and Kleist Zvon? What happened to Kleist Zvon? Mochim Shmosam. Or leaves, focus on Shriek Akeli. So that there's another, they need another dog. That was Bag of Luchas. Bag of Luchas. Because Moshe Rabbeinu would come down and give him Kalayus of Luchas. What? How do you write on a stone? You engrave. What does engrave mean? Dig it in. What does that mean? That the oil, the Isis, must have written on the thing, but in the Siyashir in the Canaan. It's written inside the tree. That's the dam that the Christ wore the beach with. You've got the Luchas and all. But the oil silver can be there without Shvias and Kli. It's in Siyashiv in the tree. What happened? Chet Eger. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? What was the Chet Eger? Chet Eger was the Bechino. Because the Pasuk says there that even Arroyos there, they downstream the Eger, the Heidelis, right? Arroyos, what she says. The world was at the top of the Chinah where the world was being took. Look, he's bringing down, the oil in the tree. The Siyashu was engraved for the Siyashu. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? So that's what he did to the Luchas. Broken. What's that called? Shvira Tah. Kli. What does Chazal say? What does the Imam Sakhim say? What happens to those years? Moshe Rabbeinu saw them. Parach is not there. Stalkers are. Shvius and Kavi. Stalkers are. Who calls the Eber? Aaron HaKoyim. We know it's Cheshboim, it's Shem Shemaim, but who's responsible for it? Aaron HaKoyim. Right? So that calls the Shvius and Kavi. And Moshe Rabbeinu is ready to bring down the Rasa. What was the problem? There's no Kli. What was told to be the Chafetz of the Rasa Eber? Mishkan. Mishkan's Kapar of the Eagle, so that's the Tachlis of the Mishkan. So when the oil comes down, you should have the Siyashvus in the Kli. Who's responsible for that? The one who's responsible for the Eagle, who's that? Anakoyim. Anakoyim is responsible to keep it from it. So So the two brothers, Moshe and Aaron, what are their two respective jobs? Moshe Rabbeinu is avoid of the mamshik. So who has to keep it? They shouldn't fly away again. To be mechaper on the cheta, Ega, which was a shivrei luchos, which is a shvias ha. Okay, and by the way, the tzaddik brings it down. Tzaddik akoyim brings down shem nari. The notion is shvias haluchos, shvias akelim chaberu. One in Aaron akoyim was responsible. So Aaron akoyim haydag was responsible. That's how we get it. Two hated to be there. Why should I? Shochas la yasayim, siyashmas la yasayim. The Kurdish Kadosh, Moses says, "Oh, in the middle, didn't take up the meal. Wrong, it's written in the Torah. Did it was there? Did it? Why? Because it's got no shashu. Only the bechina of no shashu. Only the bechina that's mashal. After the bechina of shachar the oil of soyver without the shashu.
Very good.
There you go. That's Moshe's dagger. It's two. There's two inyanim of it. Very beautiful kli without the hamshachar the oil. Do anything for you? Moshe needs Aaron, Aaron needs Moshe. Moshe is Mamshech, there's no Kuli. It's Mistalik again. Aaron is the Kuli to keep it there. If nobody's Mamshech, the Aura, the Aura is not going to come down. Kodesh HaKadosh is the Mokka of Mamshech as a Kuli. But it's not yet ready, it's not yet. There's no Kuli Kibble. There's no Kuli Kibble. So that's the Kuli of Aura.
What do
I say? Aaron had none of mine. Why? Because he's ain't a man with him. Why did the father, why were they part of the army? Why was he not to take them off? All the father knew is from carrying the honor of himself. Carrying the honor, that's the honor. Not on the ground. The father is enough to take him off. Lay a soul in the mirror. Who was, what was on top of the father? On top of the honor? Kruger. Why did the duck got three poison in the fire? There's no siashvas. It's the stalkers. The Aaron is a mokum of the staff, so the key. It's the bechina of the Aaron. That's the whole bechina of the Kodesh Kodesh. Maybe that was a mokum of Aaron, that was a mokum of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechina of the Kodesh Kodesh, because he's Mamshe. If you keep, who's in charge? Keeping the Aaron down. Aaron HaKohen. Which key? Which I'm going to get? Meir. What's the Meir? I'm giving Raglaim. Why giving Raglaim? Ashlesh Edvar Ma'olam. Why am I? The Gimel Raglaim is the bechina of the Amida to keep something down there. The Mishkan Rav says that Gimel Dvaram Harem Haimim. Gimel is an Amida to keep. Gimel Dvaram Harem Haimim. Shlesh Dvaram Harem Haimim. Gimel is an Amida to keep. So Mela, the Mishkan Rav, that was the bechina of the Amida. And I remember to the Madlik on the new light of candle. Watch the wick. What do they look like for the time? The wick is flickering. What does flickering mean? It wants to go up. What's keeping it down? The psila. All avoid the block is what? Lighting it, keeping it down. You understand why now Aaron HaKadosh be mated in the nail? All the dark of him cleaning the nails, preparing the clean. Aaron HaKadosh avoid it was a tikkachat ha'egel. Tikkachat ha'egel was preparing the clean. The Vadaish, the madlik or mated as the nails. The madlik the nails, invited to the stalkers. If the madlik the nails, but even the clean is a clean for the nails. The nail, therefore, shat the madlik or mated as the nails. The Hilig Avoid will have to listen to this. The Torah's name is preparing the Kli. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mamshech the Oren of Aaron HaKohen. He has a Kli. That's why the Slavista Avoid is Avoid the Chaviv Alam of Hashbok Aaron HaKohen and consoled it in the Nehra. Aaron HaKohen the whole time with a Chata Ili. Look at Rashi and Shmini the whole time. Hashbok Aaron HaKohen, at a Madli Kumit in the Sinai. You're attacking the Chata Ili. The Chata Ili calls the Shabir for the Oren Islam. You are causing the Atom. Atom is you're attacking. You're making the Oren to it. You're making the Oren to a Kli. They're both oils. The Aaron is an Russian Aaron. The Latorum says, why is the Aaron called Aaron? Because shall the Aaron shall be strong. That is also Aaron. The Nair is an Aaron with a Nair. What's the Nair? In Chazal, when Madlik and Shabbos, the Nair always means the Kli. The Kli is called the Oir, and the Nair is called the Kli. The dye that Aaron is an Aaron, is Oir. An aura without a nair. There's no nair in the aura. Why? There's no clear. אור נסטליק, אור נסטלפי, מויש רבינו ממש את אור דרך הקודש קודש. על המקויים, והאור יותר את הכלי לדעת אור את נסיעה של, and the world can be a world without אור. So why the Moshe, now he comes, now the Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the first 7 days of Meruim. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, why the Moshe Rabbeinu has to say, so you can prepare a Kli to tell him one, what happens when there's no Aura. Tell us, what's the first of all that you have? You Mamshech the Aura, and Aana Kli keeps the Aura. Mamshech the Aura. Not
before you make that
Kli? You have to bring down the Hashpa. You bring down the Hashpa, and then Aana Kli, it's Kli is the Aura. It's not what it's been Kli is the Aura, it's been native to the Kli. Moshe says in Yom, do you know which brother in Aina called Moshe Rabbeinu served in his 7 days in the room? Not a big deal at all. Yom says, Hashem is Moshe, a big deal at all. Why? A big deal at all, not the God of the UN. Because Kodesh Kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu is down here, the other Kodesh Kodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you reach his Haima Dreda? Kodesh Kodesh, yeah? Kodesh Kodesh, all the miracles Lashon Hara. Why is he in Polish Mishnah? Remember his name. Polish Mishnah. Polish Mishnah was a Hagadom that led him to his Nechmei from Adjo. That's the first Mishnah in Yom. 7 days before Yom Kippur. I'm sure it's Yom Kippur. I'm calling Yom Kippur. I'm free from Kohen Gadol. Mafresh the Kohen Gadol is the base of his wife. Why? He shouldn't have a Tumah. Hello? Oh, Lozi. Baruch Hashem. Listen, Lozi, I'm learning with somebody. Can I speak to you in a... Who? I'm just learning with a... So why is the wide number first? Because in Kippur, Kohen Gadol goes into the Kippur goes into the Kodesh Kodesh, and this Koyach does he have to do the Slavish into? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen went to the Kodesh Kodesh, and Aaron HaKohen being the Slavish in the Koyach of Moshe. Therefore the first of all days, Shavuos Yom Lefnei, Afish in Kohen Gadol in Pesach. This has to be in Islam, which Moshe Rabbeinu was always a big love and a big beggar, which is shy to the Kodesh Kodesh. Why? Lavan is without a color. Lavan is a color without a color. In other words, there's nothing that's Nisyashiv. Nothing that's Nisyashiv. It's colorless. Colorless means Kodesh Kodesh. That's the beginning of the Kodesh Kodesh. That's the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu. And according to Yom Kippur, it has to be in Islam, into the Kodesh of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he goes into the Kodesh Kodesh. That's what he's not fishing his life. And then he's the same Lavan as Moshe Rabbeinu. The transfer between Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu, which means that Moshe was giving Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to give Aaron HaKohen to light him an eye. Because that's Aaron HaKohen to begin. Shneika, you have to, which avoid it, you have to give Koyach to Aaron HaKohen. Look for what? For the Aaron. It's going to the Kodesh Kodesh, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's looking for Moshe Rabbeinu. Beginning and the end of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mission is being over. And the Yimashmini he gives. That's the end of Pasha Shabbat, which is before he gives it. Pesach Aram Noi, the seats of Shiva Siyam, Ad Yerim Lassimim. What do you learn? Pasha Tziva, Pasha Os Beim Zev, Tziva Shem Lassus, Lechapa Alech. Which Shiva Siyam, we're talking about over here, Lechapa Alech, for all the doyim, is Rashi. Kol Shiva Siyam, the same God should last, and I say, Boy, Lechapa Zemas Yom Kippur. Allow me to call God of Tom Fish, and call it Yom Kippur, Shiva Siyam. Why that last one? I'm talking about Yom Kippur. Here, Moshe and Aaron, which Nakoda do they meet? Aaron kind of goes to the Kodesh Kodesh. And therefore, you have to teach him a lot of going to the Kodesh Kodesh. You understand now why Moshe Rabbeinu can make a prayer? It's kind of showing my sister there. Moshe Rabbeinu is the beginning of the Shulchan Sa'oya, which causes the stalkers of Shvi'as HaKim. It's quite fair. But there you can't be in the Kodesh. If he's my God, it's Shvi'as HaKim. What is the man like that? He keeps the eyes, it's Yashu's eyes. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Yashu, but I see. Keeping the Aradan, shouldn't make Shvi'as HaKippur, stuff that is Yachas to Aram, in order to Shvi'at HaKippur, for the Mitzvah of Eagle, which was the Shvi'as
HaKippur.
Because it wasn't his Daga. His Daga is Amshachas HaKippur. Moshe Rabbeinu.
It's a Daga too, it's Daga.
No, it's not a Daga, it's Kfat Peh. What does Kfat Peh mean? It can't be Megal of the Lord. What's right, it can't be Megal of the Lord. It can't be Megal of the Lord. But what happens when he's Megal of the Lord? Shvi'as HaKippur is nostalgic. It's Yashua's Akili Khan, it's Kvab Peh. But Shloch says, don't you worry about that, I'm over there. What's my job? It's Dagger. ויאמר לכנס, ויאמר לכנס, ואיתו ידעת תואר הגונס. אגב, מויש רבינו, תואר הגונס. Orion, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was a man of Israel, the cause for his kingdom, the only one who could bring about it. What was in the middle between the mizbeach between the she gave it away between the shulchan and the between the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach hakteres, which was in the middle. Mizbeach hakteres was opposite the menorah. What was the nice hakteres? The koyach and the koyach to go to the kodesh. What did he do in the kodesh? In between the menorah and the shulchan, connected all by koyach of taking the koyach of the koyach. Do you know where they got the fire for the koyach from? The mizbeach chitzvei. The chitzvei, where they simply sacrifice the korbanos, that's where they got the koyach. Which means the mizbeach chitzvei has the chibur, the oil has the key. How do you know the koyach has the chibur?
Reb Zucca said afterwards he forgot to answer the question of why the Shefiras Haluchis are inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. She said Pshat is because the matzah of the Kodesh Kedoshim is a matzah of no Yishashvus, where only it's a Shefiras HaKelim, where it's only the Hamshacha and no Shefiras. There's no Hisyashvus of the Ar HaGanis. Therefore, that's the whole Indian of the Luchis that are broken, because those are Luchis which are Shefiras HaKelim. They didn't have any Yishashvus in this world. Those Luchis had a Shefiras HaKelim and they weren't able to be Mishyashiv in the Kli in this field. Therefore, that Indian of no Hishashvus was put into that Mokum of the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's also that Indian with no Hishashvus, Hishashvus, and that Indian of Shefiras HaKelim. Shkoyach.